This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Roland Murphy was the professor, Old Testament professor at the seminary at Duke University, Durham, North Carolina, until his death in 2002. He was considered an expert in the Old Testament, so much so that one book editor said, Roland Murphy is a scholar's scholar. He's a scholar to scholars. Well, as a C student in college, that impressed me, that this is a guy who's an expert on the book of Ecclesiastes. He wrote a commentary on it. And he would say that the seventh chapter of Ecclesiastes, the chapter that we studied the first half, the last Sunday I was here before leaving for Germany, and the chapter we studied today, the second half, he said the most difficult chapter in a book that's the most difficult book of the Bible to understand. So I took that as a challenge to talk about the most difficult chapter of the most difficult book of the Bible, Ecclesiastes 7. And yet I really believe the Lord's going to speak to somebody today. There's going to be a man here today, a woman here today is going to hear something that really is going to speak to you about stuff going on in your life right now in 2013, and I really mean that. I want us to begin by reading verse 13 and following of chapter 7 of Ecclesiastes. Again, remember, here's an expert who said this is the most difficult chapter of the most difficult book of the Bible. Verse 13 of chapter 7 says this, "Consider what God has done. Who can straighten what he has made crooked? When times are good, be happy. But when times are bad, consider. God has made the one as well as the other. Therefore, a man cannot discover anything about his future. In this meaningless life of mine, I have seen both of these. Solomon says, I've discovered a righteous man perishing or dying in his righteousness. And I've seen a wicked man living long in his wickedness. There's not a righteous man on earth who does what is right and never sins. Do you know any woman who's looking for a husband? Do not share verse 20 with her. There is not a righteous man on earth who does what is right and never sins. Don't pay attention to every word people say, or you may hear your servant cursing you. For you know in your heart that many times you yourself have cursed others. Now I'm going to stop before I read the next verse, because some women may be offended by it. This was a male-dominated culture. The woman is identified as the evil person in an affair, not the man, but the woman as the seductress. And remember, Solomon lived in a male-dominated, a male chauvinist culture. Just accept that that's what the culture was. I'm not saying it was right, but that's what it was. Verse 26 says, I find more bitter than death the woman who is a snare, whose heart is a trap and whose hands are chains. The man who pleases God will escape her, but the sinner she will ensnare. In a minute, we're going to read that with the reverse gender, and it will say the same thing. Some of you grew up and were taught how important it was for you to have a good self-image. There's nothing wrong with talking about self-image. Even kindergarten students in school, in public schools in America today, are taught positive things about self-image, what you think about yourself. But I want to share with you today what A.W. Tozer, a theologian of years ago, said. What's more important than your self-image is your God image. What is it that you think about the Lord God Almighty? Because that has a greater impact on you eternally than it does about your self-image. And I think he's absolutely right. That's why we begin with verse 13 that says, consider what God has done.
Well, consider for a moment what God has done in your life. Maybe you struggled to think of anything, but God does work in your life through other people and through circumstances. We'll continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.